So thank y'all so much. God bless you and have a great night. The bar is open. Food is back there. Let's have fun. And to the official District 8 DJ, Tank, let's have some fun, man.
Surrounded by family, friends, and supporters, Williams celebrated his victory over Diane Williams Cox at the DoubleTree Hotel in Tallahassee. While he took 70% of the vote in the August primary, Williams Cox got the remainder, thus losing the primary to the incumbent Williams. In the race against Williams, Williams Cox raised concerns surrounding whether Williams lived in his district. She also criticized Williams for initially telling her to run because he wasn't running for re-election. She added she quit her job to run and was later shocked when he threw his hat into the ring. Still, Williams says there's no hard feelings.
You know, I want to thank Diane. She put up a very formidable challenge. And as I told folks all the time, this is not my seat. This seat belongs to the people. I'm just proud that the people have sent me back to the state capitol, hopefully to work on their behalf. But we still got to get through November.
Williams still has to face off against a write-in candidate in November, but that didn't stop an outpour of congratulations from many people, including his daughter, Adriana. She remembered a similar night when he was first elected to the House seat in 2008, and she was 9 years old.
I've changed. I've grown up, 6 years, so we do a lot. I've matured, developed my own opinions on things, But the one decision and the one opinion that I've always stayed the same these past 6 years is the person who I think is the best for this job, and that is my dad.
And during his victory speech, he pointed to his family as examples of those he represents in his district.
And I will tell you that I represent Leon and Gaston County. But when I go to work every day and I look at my daughter, I look at my son, I know that I'm looking at your daughter and your son. When I think about state employees, I think about my mother who worked for 41 years in state government.
During his time in the legislature, he fought for a number of state issues, including employee raises and keeping the state retirement system the same. And that earned him Bob Henderson's vote.
I'm here supporting Alan Williams because he served well in the legislature and he deserves another two years in that position. He supported public employees, which Republican legislature has been working against for several years.
But Henderson wasn't his only congratulations of the night. While in the middle of an interview with WFSU, he got a call from another winner.
Can you hold one second? I got Governor Chris calling me right now. Hey, Governor Chris, how you doing?
Alan, I'm great, man. And I know you are, too. I just want to call and congratulate you on your great victory tonight. What a way to go, buddy.
Hey, Governor, I appreciate it. I look forward to working with you in the upcoming election and getting you back to Tallahassee.
Meanwhile, Williams Cox, who lost the Democratic nomination, says while she respects the vote, she's disappointed in the outcome.
Unfortunately, the turnout was not what we had hoped it to be. The outcome was not what we had hoped it to be, but I still stand by the fact that District 8 deserves to be represented and that I hope that the next 2 years District 8 will get what they really deserve.
So will she support Williams in the race against write-in candidate James Sinclair in the November general election?
No comment.
For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.